michaelshealth.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday. We weren't here last Friday because we were at the Arnold, but I'm in the studio. This is my favorite day to be on the air because I'm here with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back on the air.
Yeah, and I'm getting your mic set back up, too,
because
I had to turn that. All right, so anyway, we had a good time at the Arnold, didn't we?
We did. It's so crazy there, though. It's so crowded. It's hard to move around in the expo center.
Yeah, I know. It's madness. It really, really is. We got to meet some really, really cool people, people that we've known for a long time but never actually been able to sit with face-to-face. The first ones that come to mind, Dr. William Seeds, his wife Jocelyn, and his son Little Billy, who is a superhuman in his own right. Not only
and Matthew.
And Matthew, I forgot about Matt, and Maddie,
his girlfriend.
But we had dinner with them, and it was really a fun thing. But Billy Seeds is amazing. How old is he? Do you know?
12.
12 years old. The kid is brilliant. He's talking about evolution.
He was asking you all kinds of really good questions.
I sat next to him at dinner at a round table, and the adults were talking, and then there was me and Billy having like a whole discussion about all sorts of stuff, and his mind goes from one. The other thing is he trains so hard. I mean, this kid is into physical culture. It's amazing. He's a chip off the old block.
He sure is. Dr. Seeds is really in great shape.
Dr. Seeds looks like, I don't know, like a statue. He really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say his age. Max gave his age on the air the other night. The other day, if you want to hear it, you have to go back and listen to that show.
Yeah, that was a good interview with Max, by the way.
Yeah. And obviously, Dr. Seeds knows Max and all the people from Dancing with the Stars because he's actually worked on some of these dancers. But anyway, Dr. Seeds looked like he walked out of the pages of GQ magazine, didn't he?
He did.
That suit was amazing.
It was.
Yeah, and the guy's in fantastic shape. When we were at the Arnold, we were standing outside in the lobby talking to George Touliatos.
And we got to meet George.
We got to meet George all the way from Greece. George came to the United States for the Arnold.
And he brought us some goodies from Greece.
So these three young guys, big guys, look like they might be college football players, are looking at Dr. Seeds. And Dr. Seeds goes, Do I know you? Like, you know. And so the guy in the middle, big black guy, he goes, yeah. Didn't you compete at that such a raw bench press competition? Now, keep in mind that this guy must have been 25, 26 years old, probably 6'5", every bit of 300 pounds. And Dr. Seeds beat him in a bench press competition.
That's amazing.
The guy said, and the guy, the two guys were like, "Man, I don't know how old you are, but you look great." it's really someone to aspire to.
It really is. And then we did get to sit and watch the women's deadlift competition for a while.
Oh,
that was incredible.
And they did that with a thick bar.
Mm-hmm.
A thick bar, and it was 300 pounds. And the winner did 300 pounds for 13 reps with a thick bar.
And she was amazing. I think she had some in her still.
Yeah, she did. She was the only one that didn't lose her form as she started to go down the road of more reps. Most of the girls did 5, 6 reps, 8 reps, and their backs were rounding out. In fact, you and I were cringing. We're like, oh, my God.
These girls are going to be hurt.
They're going to hurt themselves.
Well, a couple of them, one, she got dizzy and fell.
Right.
And then a couple of them could hardly walk off the floor. It can't be good for their spine.
No, not at all.
And then we got to talk with Mike O'Hearn.
Mike is a great guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Mike is really, what you see is what you get with Mike O'Hearn.
Mm-hmm.
He really is a genuinely sincere, kind, approachable, great guy. And you had to see the people in line.
People lined up to talk to him, and he sees Carl, and he comes out and gets Carl from the crowd and brings him into the booth.
Well, did you see the kids in the wheelchairs coming up?
Oh, and I did.
That was so touching.
That was touching, too.
Yeah. Mike O'Hearn is the real deal. There's a lot of guys out there that are posers. Mike is not one of them. He really, not only does he live the life, he trains like Jack Lane. He trains at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Pena told me, I said, when I'm in L.A., maybe I'll get to train with Mike O'Hearn. He said, yeah, you have to be at the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning. He won't wait for you. Mm-hmm. So.
And, of course, we got to see Ron and all the guys from Quest.
What a great – I love the Arnold because I get to hang out with people that I communicate with all year long and just be able to sit and look at their faces while I'm talking to them.
But the problem is it's so crowded. And you get into that crowd in the Expo Center and you can't move. And my thoughts go to, what if there's a fire? We have nowhere to go.
I know. I didn't want to think about that a couple times when we were in like one of those.
You can't move. I mean, it's like there's everybody is jammed in there together and there's nobody moving.
Right. Now, you know who we missed? We tried to catch. But we've had Dan Matha on the show a few times when Dan lived here in Louisville, Kentucky. Dan played for the Cincinnati Bengals. Great guy, highly motivated, 26 years old, an amazing athlete. Well, he got picked up by the WWE. And he was one of the WWE wrestlers that was on the WWE stage at the Arnold. We waited for him and waited for him, and they moved his fight to another time. So I didn't get to hang out with him. But his mom posted a picture on Facebook, and someone said they thought it was The Rock.
Wow.
I mean, Dan, I predicted this on this show when Dan was on the show. I said, Dan Matha, you're going to know who he is someday because he is not only going to be a celebrity wrestler, but he's going to go on to do big things like movies and stuff, I predict. You watch and see. He's got charisma. He's got strength. He's got energy. He's affable. He's the whole package, this guy.
So, yes, it was to get back home. Oh, and we saw Christina and Scott Jerzyk also.
Yeah, we
actually got to have dinner with them.
Yeah.
But so this weekend is daylight savings time.
I hate that.
So Sunday at 2 a.m., we have to move our clocks forward, which means we're going to lose an hour.
See, the whole purpose of daylight savings time was came upon during the industrialization of the nation.
It was implemented in Canada in 1908 to extend the window of natural daylight while we're awake and conserve energy.
But think about that. Why do you have to conserve? Why do you have to extend the window of natural daylight when we're awake, except if you're an industrialized country where people go to work at 8 o'clock every morning in the dark or not?
Well, actually, Germany was the first country to implement daylight savings time, and they did it to conserve fuel for during World War One. Sorry.
Right. Oh, so they would burn less fuel because people would be sleeping when it was dark. But farmers don't need daylight savings time. They get up based on the sunrise, and that's it.
Yes. So there are some things that are bad. I mean, they say that daylight savings time can be bad for your health.
Absolutely.
And what are they?
Well, Adele Moussa and I actually did a show about this several years ago. Obviously, people have poor sleep during daylight savings time, and there's a higher number of car accidents, I think, within the first week or two after daylight savings times occur, especially when you spring forward and lose an hour versus go back. But there's also some potential metabolic disorders that can occur as a result of the changes in daylight. I remember these things vaguely from the discussion.
Actually, a recent study found that the overall rate of stroke was 8% higher in the 2 days after daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Cancer victims were 25% more likely to have a stroke during that time. And people older than 65 were 20% more likely to have a stroke.
In fact, Adele and I came to the conclusion during that show that the wise thing to do is about 2 weeks before daylight savings time kicks in, slowly adjust your clock by 15 minutes at a time every 4 or 5 days so you don't just get hit with that hour change.
Right.
That may be the solution.
It also affects heart attacks, too. The Monday and Tuesday after daylight savings time have also been associated with a 10% increase in heart attacks, and this was according to a 2012 study out of University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that. Again, it's all because of the industrialization of our countries and has nothing to do with health or anything else.
Yeah, I think that people who have, you know, like shift work, I think it's really bad for them, too.
Yeah, obviously. Anything else about daylight savings time?
No.
What do you want to talk about? Because there's something I want to talk about.
Go ahead. Whenever you get that in your head that you want to talk about something, you're like,
I want to run with this idea
now. Yes.
So Dr. Richard Besser, any of you who know and watch the Good Morning America show, you've seen him on GMA. Whenever they have something scientific or medical to talk about, they call in Dr. Richard Besser.
Well, he's their medical correspondent, advisor.
Yeah. And, I mean, no disrespect. The guy's a nice guy. He's in poor physical health. I don't know if anybody you never see Dr. Besser standing. There's a reason for that. And you never see him walking, and there's a reason for that, because the guy's all hunched over. He does not look like the picture of health. He doesn't look like somebody that you would be taking advice from. But as long as he's sitting, it's the secret is safe. So he critiqued the fasting diets that are all the rage right now. What was the segment actually called? Is the fasting diet safe?
Yes. And they talked about the every other day diet, the intermittent fasting. There were a couple other examples that they gave.
So obviously he poo-pooed the fasting diet. He poo-pooed it because he said that it's dangerous for people. Now, what he's really talking about is it's dangerous for a sick population. It's dangerous for people who have severe diabetes and are using metformin and glucophage and insulin and stuff like that, because fasting could actually put you into a diabetic coma.
He said that there's no science behind it.
Yeah, there's no science behind it. You can cough if you want to. I'm going to kill your mic anytime. Elisa's struggling with a little throat thing that she came home from the Arnold with.
Well, it's kind of been ongoing. It's like, I think it's maybe allergies or something.
Oh, maybe it is. But anyway, he said that it's dangerous for people who are on medications, but he also said that there's no proof of efficacy, and there is proof of efficacy. There's great studies out there that show the benefits of intermittent fasting as a dietary protocol. In fact, there are two books, one from a British scientist and one from an American scientist, written specifically around the science behind intermittent fasting.
And he said there were no studies in humans and only studies in animals. That's exactly what he said.
That's not true, because I did a show with Dr. I can't think of his name. His first name was Mark McCarty, who published a paper. I think the show was in 2009 or 2010. He was from there was a university in Mexico, but he's from San Diego, and they did a study on humans, allowing them to fast and do cardio first thing in the morning while fasted, and they've showed that there was a greater loss of body fat than the people who did cardio after having breakfast. So there is plenty of evidence on fasting, but
he says it's potentially dangerous for pre-existing conditions, including kidney, liver, and diabetes. It will make you very hungry if you fast. So when you're not fasting, you tend to overeat and gain weight.
And that's been shown to be untrue. So one of the studies that's been done on humans showed that what he said was the next day you're so hungry you'll overeat. But the research shows that the net effects over the across a week of every other day fasting, you still have a net caloric deficit. So even though you overeat for the hours you're allowed to eat, you still have a negative caloric deficit, which leads to weight loss.
He was referring to intermittent fasting because he said you eat during a 6-hour window, and he said people overeat and eat things they shouldn't eat during that 6-hour window.
But it's been proven that that doesn't matter. Now look, your choices when you come off your fast should be, they're important. They play a role. But it doesn't matter, because you can't eat enough in that 6 hours to make up for the deficit that it creates, the fasting creates over the course of a week. And that's been proven. But what's more frustrating to me is what a sick population needs to get with their doctor and say, look, I am going to try to fast periodically, and you need to adjust my meds so that I don't go into diabetic coma.
He said certain medications are dangerous if you're fasting.
Yeah, if you're insulin resistant, and you're having trouble getting glucose into cells already, and you fast, that could be dangerous. But you have to lower your meds, whatever the meds that you're using. There has to be an adjustment.
Well, it seems to me that if you're fasting and you're diabetic, it's going to help in the long run.
But the diabetic can't fast for 16 hours out the gate. They've got to fast for little periods of time, a half hour here, a half hour there, and slowly push their insulin sensitivity back to normal. They have to do it slowly. It is reckless for them to buy a book and go, okay, I'm going to fast for 16 hours come hell or high water. That doesn't work for them.
Well, and you say work with your doctor. How many doctors are going to work with patients to get off their medications by fasting?
Very few.
Mm-hmm.
Very few. So Dr. Richard Besser, two thumbs down. Do some more research. You know, this is a traditional approach from medical orthodoxy. Fasting is bad. Are you crazy? You know what? I wish doctors would read a book about evolution.
He said that he is not a big fan of fasting, and he gives it a big question mark.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of fasting. Okay, thank you, Dr. Besser. Okay, you want to take a break? Okay, I'm sorry, I killed your mic because I thought you were going to call. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. We've got lots of great things to talk about today, so don't go anywhere.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with Stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Wait, let me clear my throat.
That's in the song, isn't it?
I know.
It?
I can't believe that guy did that. Every time I hear that, I think somebody cleared their throat. Like, who did that?
Is it part of the song?
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back. Okay. So you said something to me one day.
I did. So this was when I had the issue with the ovarian cyst.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I wish that we had a window inside to the inside of our body so we can actually look and see what's going on.
Right.
So that we can be proactive as opposed to being reactive.
Right.
And so there are some things that show up on your outside of your body that tell you what's going on inside of your body.
So these are kind of like windows into your body and your health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like your nails, for example. The first one is if your nails are pale, that could mean anemia, congestive heart failure, liver disease, or malnutrition.
So pale, like not pink underneath the nail bed.
Right, okay, but okay. Just pale.
Okay, the next one is white nails. And the picture is really amazing. I mean, there's no blood underneath the nail at all. It's white. The nails are mostly white with darker rims. This can indicate liver problems such as hepatitis. In this image, you can see the fingers are also jaundiced, another sign of liver trouble. Yeah, the fingers are yellow.
So yellow fingernails, the most common cause of that is a fungal infection.
Really?
And as the infection gets worse, the nail bed starts to retract, and the nails get thick, and they start to crumble. And in some rare cases, the yellow nails indicate a serious condition such as severe thyroid, lung or thyroid disease, and diabetes or cirrhosis.
This is funny. It's all different colors of nail. And you know what? I was just thinking women don't have this opportunity because they paint their darn nails, so they don't see any of this. The next one is bluish colored nails. Nails with a bluish tint can mean the body isn't getting enough oxygen. This could indicate a lung problem, such as emphysema. Some heart problems can also be associated with bluish nails. I'll tell you something else. It's called clubbing of the fingernail. So have you ever looked at Mickey Rourke's hands?
No.
The tips of his fingers look like they belong to a tree frog. Okay? The tips of his nails are big and round. And the nail itself has a big curve to it. That's called clubbing. If oxygen deprivation is prolonged, instead of just being blue, the nails start to become round, almost like dome-shaped.
And how come he has it?
He probably has emphysema or something like that. I know he's a big cigarette smoker. At least he was.
Rippled nails. The nail kind of looks like it has a ripple effect or pitting, like little
pits.
Little pits.
Pit holes, yeah.
Yeah. It may be a sign of psoriasis or inflammatory arthritis. And discoloration in the nail is common. The skin under the nail can be seen reddish brown.
Oh, that's interesting. Who knew you could learn so much from your nails? Cracked or split nails. Dry, brittle nails that frequently crack or split have been linked to thyroid disease. Cracking, splitting, combined with yellowish hue is more likely to be a fungal infection. So this is another one of those things that women get robbed, because women's nails will crack because they put the wrong kind of nail polish on, right? Harsh nail polishes will make their nails crack.
Right.
Women are missing out on this window into the body because of beauty.
The puffy nail fold. So that's the skin right around the nail bed.
Just above the cuticle, just above your cuticle, right, where the flesh starts. And I've seen people who have this. It looks like an infection sometimes.
If it appears red and puffy, this is known as inflammation of the nail fold. It may be the result of lupus or another connective tissue disorder. Infection can also cause redness and inflammation of the nail fold.
Dark lines beneath the nail.
That's almost kind of a pewter color.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is. Dark lines beneath the nail should be investigated as soon as possible. They are sometimes caused by melanoma, the most dangerous type of skin cancer. Wow. And it's like a line. It almost looks like a racing stripe of darkness going through the middle of the nail. And it's going from the tip of the finger to the cuticle, not across the nail sideways. Okay?
Gnawed nails. These nails, I've seen a lot of men with nails this.
Don't they bite their nails when they do
that? Biting your nails may be nothing more than an old habit, but in some cases it's a sign of persistent anxiety that could benefit from treatment. Biting or picking at your nails has also been linked to obsessive compulsive disorder. If you can't stop, it's worth discussing with
your
doctor.
Remember, this was in the new book for psychological disorders as chronic grooming.
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the last one is nails are only part of the puzzle. Though nail changes accompany many conditions, these changes are rarely the first sign, and many nail abnormalities are harmless. Not everyone with white nails or has hepatitis. If you are concerned about the appearance of your nails, see a dermatologist. So obviously, the nails are one. So if you take your nails and you see one of these conditions, then you have other symptoms. You have a better idea of what's going on.
Right, and that could be like your first clue, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing I wanted to talk
about. Another window into your body
is xanthoma.
Okay.
The xanthoma is a deposit of yellowish cholesterol-rich material that can appear anywhere in the body in various disease states.
And so this is what these look like. And you'll see people, older people, will have these around their eyelids.
They're usually overweight, aren't they?
Well, they can be. Doesn't always have to be. But I remember we talked about a study that people who had cholesterol deposits around their eyes were like 10 times more likely to have a heart attack or a stroke. So if they have this almost yellowish looking, what do I want to call them? Like little bags. They look like little tiny, maybe 1 or 2 millimeter around bags underneath the skin.
They're calling them large foam cells within the skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if cholesterol is getting deposited under your skin like that, it's getting deposited in other areas of the body too. That's the takeaway message here.
It also occurs over the knees and on your elbows.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a common area besides around the eyes.
We have two more windows into the body, but we have to take a break.
Okay.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about two other areas that you need to watch for that could be telltale signs that there's something going on inside your body. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire your order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So we're going to continue on with the windows into your body, ways to determine or detect if you have something going on, just from observation. So we talked about nails.
And we talked about the little cholesterol deposits.
We talked about little deposits of cholesterol underneath the skin, little pimples of cholesterol. The next one is 9 surprising secrets your tongue can reveal about your health.
It's interesting that your tongue can, like, tell you so much. But the first one is when it's strawberry red, it could mean that you have a vitamin deficiency. A glossy, bright tongue can mean that you're lacking iron or vitamin B12.
Interesting.
Vegetarians typically have this problem.
Oh, how nice.
It's your tongue is a strawberry red color.
So now from now on, if I see somebody who has a strawberry red color tongue, I'm going to say, were you just eating a popsicle? And if they say no, then I'm going to go, oh, are you a vegan?
Notable vitamin deficiencies can also be associated with autoimmune disease in the GI tract, in which the stomach doesn't absorb your vitamins.
This guy's tongue is nasty.
It's what, a brown or black?
Brown or black fuzz. If you have fuzz on your tongue, go to the doctor.
It's called black hairy tongue is what it's called. And it's disgusting.
This guy's tongue is gross. Would you kiss a guy whose tongue looked like that?
Well, no, it actually looks like a smoker. But it doesn't have to be a smoker. If you have poor oral hygiene, then your tongue can look like this as well.
Plus, what's that crevasse in his tongue? There's like a
crevice.
Like, well, no, crevasse. I'm from a very, very high end of country. What is that crevice or crevasse in his tongue? What is that? It looks like somebody took a scalpel and cut the center out of it.
Drinking coffee or dark teas can also do this if you don't cleanse your mouth properly. You have papilla that are little small bumps on your tongue, and it can actually get bacteria and stain those papilla on your tongue.
Are the papilla what you taste things with? That's where your taste buds are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about this one? Cottage cheese tongue. Ew.
If you have a yeast infection, a lumpy white-coated tongue could be thrush, or an oral yeast infection can be caused by overproduction of candida.
Ew. That's
it,
you know,
it could be linked
to
antibiotics too, because then you don't have the bacteria in your mouth that you should have
to fight it off. What about wrinkly tongue? That's gross. Look at that.
Well, it could mean that
it looks like a piece of fish.
It
this
could,
guy's tongue.
Well, there are also little small crevices along the side of your tongue. It's a sign of aging.
Really?
But it could also be caused from a fungal infection as well.
I mean, his tongue looks like a brain. You know how your brain has those, what do they call them?
Pits and fissures, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, yeah, look at that. That looks like it looks like a brain instead of a tongue.
Okay. And also people who have dental like a dentures or a partial or some other.
Because the tongue rubs against that?
The tongue could rub against it. And also if your oral hygiene is poor.
Right.
So.
And you know what? If you're a guy or a gal and your oral hygiene is poor, you need to do something about that because nobody wants to kiss that mouth. What about small patches of white? What is that?
Leukoplakia.
It's underneath the tongue, too.
Yeah, and you can get them like on the sides of your cheeks also.
Really?
And it's called leukoplakia.
Now, you probably know about these from dental school, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They can be a result of the abrasion of your tooth. Like if you're constantly rubbing your tongue against your teeth, mm-hmm. it can cause these little white patches.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, if you have those and you're not constantly rubbing your tongue, it could be serious like cancer. So you need to go have a biopsy.
Well, that, and that's that. But I want to tell us the personal story about this. The next one is a persistent red lesion. So it almost looks like a bump, a real smooth looking bump on the side of the tongue. But you can get these on the inside of your cheeks, too.
Yes.
So I have a cousin whose husband, I have a cousin who contacted me last year and said, my husband was just diagnosed with tongue cancer. And, you know, they want to do radiation therapy and they want to do this and that. And I said, when does he go for his radiation therapy? And she said, like in 4 months or 5 months or something like that. If you give me a signal, I'll kill your mic.
That's fine.
Okay. And so she said, is there anything he can do in the meantime? I said, yes. Get a high-quality ginger extract and get CBD oil. And we had a CBD oil company at that time, and I sent it to them. And I said, take the ginger extract at least 4 times a day and put it in the side of your mouth right there where the bump is on his tongue and just let it sit there. I said, it's going to sting because ginger extract is spicy. It's pungent. And then alternate later on in the day, put the CBD oil right there and try to keep it localized. Don't swallow it so quickly. Do you know that when it was time for him to go into the radiation, it was gone?
They did
the radiation anyway. She sent me this beautiful email, my cousin Ellen. We grew up together, but I haven't seen her, you know, sent this beautiful email about how helpful it was that he did this. When he went in to see the oncologist said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And it was gone.
Was he interested to hear what he was doing?
I think he was an Asian oncologist and they told him about ginger extract. And he said, that's good. Just keep doing whatever you're doing. And it was gone before the radiation was even required. They did the radiation anyway, you know, very localized, but it was gone already before he went in for the radiation.
So that little bump can also be caused by the HPV virus as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So,
don't get a vaccine. Use ginger extract.
Yes.
How about a burning sensation on your tongue?
That's typically hormonal changes.
Really?
In women who are postmenopausal.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
Poor women who are postmenopausal.
I know,
they get hit with everything.
Everything, I know. Hills and valleys. I've never heard of this one before. Absolutely nothing. A very normal common condition. Geographic tongue, they call it. It refers to a tongue that looks like a bump, like bumpy terrain. Don't worry about it. Painful sores, well, that's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
If you haven't bit your tongue, because I bite my tongue. I chew a lot of gum, so I bite my tongue pretty often. But if you haven't bitten your tongue and you have a painful sore on your tongue, you need to go see a doctor for sure.
Go see a dentist
or a
pathologist.
Now, let's do the last window into the body before we take our next break. How's that
okay.
sound?
Okay. Actually, just the pathologist would be better to go see. So.
Yeah.
When you have swollen ankles.
Yeah, and it's got to be ankles. So here's the interesting thing about swollen ankles and a swollen ankle. And I learned this from Dr. Matt Andrews.
As opposed to one or two.
Yes. I have a slightly swollen right ankle because of the nerve damage that I have in my right sciatic nerve as a result of the compression in my spine.
Was that from when you were deadlifting?
Probably, or some movement. Yes, absolutely. And so I was doing very, very heavy stiff leg deadlifts, and I obviously wasn't doing them right. Matt Meinrod was actually at the gym one day, and he came up and touched the weights, and he said, I want to see if they're real. Because I do them with 25-pound plates so I can get a good full stretch at the bottom. But anyway, I digress. So Matt said, I said to Matt.
Matt Andrew.
Dr. Matt Andrew. I said, Matt, do you think that I have a heart problem, a kidney problem, a liver problem, or anything like that? And he goes, if both ankles were swollen, yes, that's systemic. He says one ankle swollen, probably not. Something else is going on. And so we figured it out. It was a result of this compression because that can cause a fluid not to clear. The nerves play a large role in sending signals to the lymph system to pull fluid out of the leg. And so that's what it was, it turned out to be. So we're talking about both ankles being swollen here.
Okay, so congestive heart failure, kidney failure, obesity, osteoarthritis,
mm-hmm.
cirrhosis, Achilles tendonitis.
Yeah, but if you have Achilles tendonitis, it's going to be in one leg. You're going to have a swollen ankle.
Okay.
Okay, you're probably not going to have Achilles tendonitis in both ankles at the same time.
Hypertensive, heart disease. I mean, and the list goes on. There's like 36 of them. So if you have swollen ankles consistently.
Emphysema. Yeah. And here's another thing.
Hyperthyroidism.
Yes. Here's another thing. If you go to bed and your ankles, when you wake up, are completely normal, you could see the veins, you could see the bones, but then throughout the day, your ankles start to load up with fluid, the problem isn't as bad as if you have swollen ankles round the clock, you're laying down, they're swollen, you get up, they're swollen, no matter what you do, they're swollen, then you probably have either a liver, a heart, or kidney problem with pretty reliable probability.
Here's chronic bronchitis, blue-colored lips, ankles, or foot swelling. Blue-colored lips, that's interesting.
Well, you know what? I could, that would come in handy if you have blue-colored fingernails, right? Because then your lips and your fingernails match, right? Because don't women try to match their fingernails to their lipstick?
Some people do.
So there you go. There you go. Deep vein thrombosis, if you've fallen and banged your leg real hard and all of a sudden you notice weeks later that that leg always holds water, you may have a deep vein thrombosis and the fluid can't get out of the leg, and that can be easily remedied. And obviously vascular disease, peripheral artery disease is rampant in this country because of insulin resistance. We know that high levels of insulin increase angiotensin-converting enzyme, which restricts and constricts blood vessels, and over long periods of time, those blood vessels will start to get clogged. And so you will end up with peripheral artery disease, and that could also cause swelling. So if you have swollen ankles regularly and they don't get better when you sleep and wake up in the morning, and it's not just one ankle that's bothering you, you really do need to go see a doctor.
Did you know half of all Americans over age 50 have varicose veins?
Yes. So varicose veins are associated with a drop in estrogen.
Really?
Yes. And men don't get varicose veins nearly as much as women because men tend to increase the estrogen production the older they get.
And women drop.
And women drop. And women get varicose veins. If you don't want to develop varicose veins, get on HRT before you go through menopause. And if you start seeing varicose veins, if you're 35 years old and you're starting to see varicose veins, run to your doctor and get a complete hormone panel, and you'll find out you're probably perimenopausal already. Low estrogen leads to varicose veins. Simple. Very, very simple. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. Good stories, so you're going to want to stay tuned today. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Dot com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay, go on.
I like this.
Take two.
The Beatles.
It takes a while.
But see, it starts out as the Beatles from one of their sessions, but then it goes into Earth, Wind, and Fire. A great mashup. Okay, welcome back. But what do you want to talk about next?
Well, so I want to talk about hot water and lemon again.
Yeah.
We bring this up periodically.
And the whole detox thing is nonsense between you and I.
You think so?
Of course. Think about it.
Well,
if you could eat a food that would cause you to release toxins on demand, your body would be overwhelmed with these toxins.
So there was just recently an article in Women's Health about drinking lemon water and that it's really not that good, not good for. I mean, it's not bad for you, but some people, it creates heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are having damaged enamel, which makes sense from the acidity level.
Don't buy it.
No?
No. I did a whole blog about this. Look. The pH of your saliva is more acidic than lemon juice. Don't be confused by the flavor of lemon, that is the acidity of it. Okay? The pH of lemon juice is not nearly as low as the pH of your saliva, and especially when you're eating, well, it does go down, but before you start eating, just if you're fasting, and just the saliva that's coming up in your mouth is more acidic than lemon juice.
What they say is that without a rinse of straight up water, the acid from the lemon juice can sit on your gum tissue and do it harm.
Well, what's the acid from your saliva doing then? That has a combination of hydrochloric acid in it from your gut. I mean, I've never understood
this.
Okay,
what about like eating a grapefruit?
I did a whole blog about this. So I did a whole blog about people have heartburn, right? So when you have heartburn, your doctor says, well, don't eat anything acidic. And heartburn is not because you've eaten something acidic, because the pH of your stomach is around 1 to 2, which that's hydrochloric acid, like battery acid. That's how the pH is, right? And the pH of most citrus fruits is like 4. So that's not what's causing the heartburn. What's causing the heartburn is something that there's a mechanical breach of the esophageal sphincter. Saying that.
Well, there are dentists out there who have told patients, because I've heard them, that eating too much acidic fruit can harm the enamel of the teeth.
I know. They sell Sensodyne for that reason. The whole ad on Sensodyne is, oh, I didn't know I was ruining the enamel on my teeth. Because, no, you're ruining the enamel on your teeth for some other reason. The pH of those fruits is not more acidic than what's coming up in your mouth normally.
Because they say it causes little pits and fissures in the enamel of the tooth structure.
Keep talking. So read that. I'm going to show you.
No, something. I'm not reading that. I'm telling you this what a dentist has said.
No, I know. I hear the Sensodyne commercials
I used to sell Sensodyne toothpaste, yeah. And it has a potassium nitrate in it that is supposed to help sensitive teeth.
Right.
People who bleach their teeth often get these pits and fissures in their enamel as well. So when they brush with the Sensodyne toothpaste, the potassium nitrate will help to fill up those tubules.
Right.
Again.
Now let's talk about that for a second while I type. I'm doing two things at one time.
So. What are you looking for?
So the pH of actual saliva.
Okay.
So while my computer is doing that, let's talk about this. So the tooth is basically microporous. It has little tiny canals, microscopic canals that make it up. It's almost like if you were to look at coral, okay? And then in those canals.
But it's very absorbent,
yes,
as well, just like coral is.
That's my point. And in those canals, there is a balance of minerals, which are made up of magnesium, potassium, and something else. When you leach those minerals out, you basically open up that canal right into the root of the tooth where you, it has the nerve.
Well, you have different layers.
Yes, but my point is this. The sensitivity.
The dentin, the enamel,
yes.
Then the dentin.
But the sensitivity.
The cementum.
So the sensitivity.
Okay.
Is because what's normally on the outside of the tooth is now going in through that tunnel to the inside of the tooth. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, there's dental tubules that have fluid inside of them.
Yes.
When the fluid goes away, that's when you become sensitive.
That's my point. So when you bleach your teeth, you're effectively putting a chemical on them, peroxide, that is causing a surfactant effect that is actually pulling this fluid that's supposed to be in the tooth out of the tooth. So you basically have an open tunnel right into the nerve.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with the acidity of your food. Nothing. So here, the pH of saliva is between 6.5 and 7.5. That's pretty neutral. But it varies depending on whether or not you're eating or not, okay? The pH of the acid in your stomach is generally around a 2. Okay? So what is the pH of let's see what the pH of lemon juice is.
We should have had this before.
Well,
we started
I didn't.
This
I, you know what? Yes, you're right. I should have, but I didn't. So let's just do this real quick. Let's see how fast I can get this. My point is the whole sensitivity thing. The pH, I'm wrong. The pH of a lemon juice is around 3. So I stand corrected. But I still don't buy that is what's causing the tubules to release what's inside them. I don't think it's the acidity. I think once those tubules are open, then the acidity can get in there and cause pain because it's reaching the nerve now where it wasn't reaching the nerve before. I think there's more to this story than just acidic food.
Okay.
I mean, heartburn is a totally different story. Heartburn is a breach of the esophageal sphincter, and the contents of the stomach are coming up into the esophagus where it's not prepared to handle that kind of acidity.
Okay.
But anyway, getting back to the purpose of lemon water. I'm sorry, I derailed this whole discussion.
No, you say you don't believe in the detox effect.
No, I don't.
So do you believe in the detox effect of apple cider vinegar?
No, I don't.
Okay, so apple cider vinegar has been used in drinks since the 18th century. In the 18th century, they used it as an energy drink.
Okay, that has nothing to do with detoxification.
Well,
Think about the notion of detoxification. You can drink something that will cause the cells in your body to release all the toxins that are in them into your bloodstream, right? And then it's going to get caught up where? In your liver and your kidneys. You're supposed to urinate these toxins out, right?
Yes.
Imagine if that was true and you drank lemonade for an entire afternoon and you released 90% of the toxins that are in your cells into your bloodstream, you'd be rushed to the hospital. People carry a lot of toxins around in their fat cells.
Okay, so I want to talk about Switchel, the 18th century energy drink.
Okay, okay.
So essentially it was a drink that farmers or who are our forefathers drank this drink. They would mix. It's been called Switzel, Swizzle, Ginger Water, Haymaker's Punch, or Switchy.
I've heard of Haymaker's Punch. What is it?
It's just a drink that they mix with apple cider vinegar and water and some kind of a sweetener such as maple syrup. And a lot of the farmers used the maple syrup in it because of the electrolytes, the potassium, magnesium, mm-hmm. and calcium. And they would sweat so much when they were out working mm-hmm. that they would need to replenish their electrolytes, and this is what they would drink.
Interesting combination to drink an acetic acid with a sugar, because we know that acetic acid plays a role on changing the glycemic index of sugar. So it's really interesting that they would combine those two. Maybe it even blunts the potential negative effects of the sugar. Very, very interesting. So they said that this was an energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
Add a little matcha tea to it, and you got something now.
They didn't have matcha tea back then.
They didn't in China?
Well, maybe in China, but not in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. I would like to try that as an energy drink. Could you use honey instead of maple syrup, you think?
Yeah, I think so, but you're not going to get the magnesium, are you?
I don't know. I know. Maple syrup is amazing. People don't realize.
Well, that and sorghum both.
Yeah.
But isn't sorghum GMO?
Now it is. Most of it is, yeah.
So you'd be better off going with an organic maple syrup
yeah.
than either of the honey, which may have pesticides in it,
mm-hmm.
or the sorghum, which is GMO.
Right.
So your best bet would be maple syrup, correct?
And you don't even know if you're getting real honey nowadays, right? I mean, we hear every so often that, you know, people are testing honey and they're finding out it's corn syrup with a little bit of honey in it.
Mm-hmm. So you're better off with the maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah. We have to take a break unless you want to cover something else real quick.
Just really quick, there is a new smartphone app
mm-hmm.
that you can get either for your iPhone or your Android. And it helps you to Shazam. It's like a Shazam for plants.
Really?
So if you're walking in the woods and you see a flower that you don't recognize,
mm-hmm.
You can take a picture of it. And with this app, it will tell you what the plant is.
Right.
It's called Plant PL. And instead of an A, it's the at sign.
Right.
N-T and then capital N-E-T, Plant Net.
Interesting. So you take a picture of the plant and it'll tell you what species of plant you're looking at.
Yeah, it can theoretically identify a plant based on a photo you take of it with your phone. It's like the Shazam when you listen to music
mm-hmm.
and then they tell you what the song is.
That's really cool.
They've been working on it and they're continually adding to their base of plants.
Mm-hmm. How many plants do they have in their database now, do they say?
I don't see that number right now.
I have a great idea for an app.
What is it?
You made me think of it the other day.
Oh, it says it's just over 6,400 separate plant entries in its database. That's quite a few, 6,400. But
yeah.
the identification is currently limited to Western Europe, the islands and coast of the Indian Ocean, parts of South America, and it remains strong in France because that's where the app came from.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some from the U.S., but not many.
PlantNet. Is it free?
No. I didn't think so.
How much is it?
I don't know. I downloaded it yesterday, and it didn't tell me how much it was.
But it's probably like 99 cents or something.
I think it's like a 99-cent one, yes.
I have a great idea for an app. You actually gave me this idea. So we all get these nuisance robot calls and telemarketing calls to our cell phones, right? Okay.
I've been getting a ton of them.
I know. When you get one of those calls, there should be a button on your iPhone that when you get that call, you press that button. It does two things. It adds you to the do not call list for that number specifically, number one, and it reports that number. It stores that number in some sort of database on your phone, because if you can show that you've requested not to be called by a company and they keep calling you, it's $1,500 each occurrence they have to pay you as a fine.
$1,500?
15 per call.
I've been getting calls from this end-of-life insurance company out of New York. And yesterday they called me three times. So I finally went to the Do Not Call registry and entered their name so that...
But wouldn't it be great to have an app on your phone already that when that happens, you press one button, and it just like Facebook, when it says, do you want to block this person? Do you want to untag yourself? It says, do you want to be added to the Do Not Call list for this company? You say yes. And do you want to record this number to verify if they call you again? You say yes. And then you can go to an attorney and say, look, this company called me six times after I said don't call me anymore. So that's $1,500 per call.
Yes, that would be nice.
That an attorney has to come out with that app. That would be a great app. We could all make money on it. It'd be great. And we would finally shut these telemarketers down once and for all, of which I used to be. So there you go. I'm turning on my own. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first? I want to talk about Thrive, actually.
Okay.
I have a favor to ask.
Of
the audience, actually. I really want to change our business model. I want to change our business model in 2017. I want to get away from having to constantly pursue advertisers. Because it's not easy. Advertisers.
It's extremely difficult.
Yeah, advertisers, they rotate in, they rotate. There's not a lot of advertisers like Live On Labs and Quest Nutrition and All American Pharmaceuticals where they sign on with you. They sign on for part of the mission of the show. And to bring the show to people because they know the value of it, and they stick with you. And it's just me. We don't have any salespeople here. So,
well, what about me?
Well, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. It's just us, and that's the truth. And we don't have any full-time salespeople, you know, or salesperson even, that actually dedicates, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours a day to managing the normal attrition that we experience from our advertisers. And I'm just tired of having to, you know, beg people to come aboard, and they come aboard and they see results. There's no doubt about it. They see results. But then at some point in time, for whatever reason, they decide they need to jump ship. And I respect their decision to jump ship. That's their business. They have to do it. But I am tired of having to live with the roller coaster ride of, well, now we don't have enough sponsors, and then we do, because it's expensive to run this business. This is not something I'm doing out of my backyard, you know. And so I want to change our business model in 2017. In 2017, I would like to go to maybe just having a couple sponsors, two maybe. That's it. And the rest of the revenue we generate from developing products worthy of people's attention and purchases. And I think we have that in Thrive right now.
Thrive is awesome. It's a great product.
Look, we're getting people who have bought Thrive once, bought 1 pound of it, came back and bought a couple more pounds of it. Now they're coming back and they're buying it by the case. This is no lie.
These are people who haven't been able to use whey protein because of allergies or lactose intolerance.
Right.
But they can use Thrive.
And it's not just that. That's not the only benefit of Thrive.
Well, no, it's not.
No. I want to say.
That's a major one.
Yes, that's a big deal, that people who couldn't use a protein powder before because it made them bloated or gassy, or it made them feel sick, or their nose got stuffed, and they started. One guy wrote me and said his throat used to close up when he used dairy protein powders, but it doesn't happen with Thrive. And so.
Well, and then it has probiotics and vitamin D and vitamin A.
And that's the other thing. So then
omega-3s.
I have people who say, well, Thrive is expensive. You know, it's $29 a pound. And on top of that, it's only 10 servings. Most pounds, like Rob, what's his name?
J-Rob.
J-Rob, you get 14 servings in a pound.
Ours is 10, but you get so much more.
Yes, that's the point. If you had to price out buying essential amino acids, buying the probiotics, buying the protease enzymes, buying the getting the omega-3 fats, the quality of this protein, which is...
And colostrum.
the quality of this protein, which is far above anybody else's quality out there. This is low heat pasteurized from U.S. cows. They are pastured cows. The colostrum is the only colostrum on the planet, to my knowledge, that's low heat pasteurized and from pastured cows. All in one product. So you're going to pay $2.90 for a scoop, but you don't use this protein like, oh, I'm going to have six scoops a day. Use this protein pre and post workout. That's it. Because that's when you want that vitamin A to stimulate stem cell differentiation. That's when you want all the magic of this protein powder to help you get leaner and more muscular. And when you look at it that way, it's really not more expensive than these other protein powders that you have to use 2, 3, 4 scoops a day to see any results from. And so I've never done this before. I've never, ever got on the show and said, please buy my product. But I'm asking people in the audience to give it one shot. Buy 1 pound of it. And if you don't like it, don't ever buy it again. I'm cool with that. But try it. Because you're supporting the show if you support this product. You're supporting the future show, the way this show is going to change over the next year, the new model that we want to roll out, which will be more beneficial, more convenient, better content, less commercials. Spend less time listening to the show. We'll probably be able to do a show in an hour, hour and a half, and be done with it. So this is the new mission. I want to change the model of the show. In order for me to do that, I need your help. I'm kind of like public radio right now. You know how public radio, every 3, 4 times a year, they say, hey, members need to send a donation, sign up for $10 a month, blah, blah, blah. I'm asking everybody in the audience to buy one jar of Thrive. Use the coupon code SHR50 to save 50% off. Go to Thrive Protein, ThriveProtein.com, and just try it. If you are not absolutely ridiculously satisfied with the product, don't ever buy it again. I can respect that. But you can't say no to something that you don't know anything about. So try it. And I'm asking you. I'm asking you, as somebody who's been here for almost 11 years, delivering content to you, trying to put together good programming day in and day out, 5 days a week, to help out the show and make one purchase of 1 pound of Thrive.
But there are a lot of people who have, and thank you to those people.
Oh, I mean, Rick Pack, Ron Rossi,
Jason Lelou.
I mean, there are so many people, and maybe I should do that. Maybe one day I should list all the people that have.
Scott and Christina Jerzyk.
I mean, and these people are buying cases now, by the way.
They are. Yes, they are.
They're buying cases of it now. Rick and Ryan Pack are both mildly lactose intolerant. And they love Thrive, and they even using a pre-workout, and Rick said, you know what, I could never use a protein powder pre-workout because it would just lay in my stomach while I was training and I couldn't train, but I can use Thrive. I mean, and he's come back and bought a couple cases already.
Yes.
So that tells you something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people aren't going to throw their money away just because they want to support the show. They'd buy one container, 1 pound, and they'd go away. So
We had one person say that his wife didn't care for the taste of it, and
I think that was Jason Lelou.
Was it?
Yeah, he liked it, but his wife didn't like the texture.
No, that was Matthew Bailey, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Well, anyway, to change the flavor of it, all you have to do is this morning when I had a scoop after my cardio session, all I did was just add one drop of orange extract or orange essential oil, and it makes it taste like a dreamsicle.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, there's almond extract, there's vanilla extract, there's strawberry. There are so many, and just one drop will change it so you can make it taste like strawberry one day. You can make it taste like chocolate milk. You just add some organic cocoa powder and add a little extra stevia because the organic cocoa powder is kind of bitter,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it taste like chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It has the same consistency.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because let's talk about flavor for a second, okay? There are a lot of protein powders out there that claim to be the best tasting in the world. I know, personally, we had a sponsor. I'm not going to mention their name.
I was using that product, and I couldn't lose
you
any
were,
weight.
You were actually putting on body fat. And then if we found out that someone tested their product, it was Mike, what's his name, the health ranger, tested the product. He did a whole blog post about it. It had 14 grams of sugar and 6 grams of protein, not 24 grams of protein and 2 grams of sugar.
No,
it was
supposedly
sweetened with stevia. Now, we have all used stevia in this audience, and you know stevia does not taste sweet. It actually has a bitter finish on the tongue. You know the taste of stevia. There are a lot of protein powders out there right now that claim to just have 3 ingredients, you know, whey protein, natural vanilla, and stevia. And when you drink them, you go, this is sweet.
It tastes like sugar.
How could this just be stevia? So our product may not be the best tasting in the world, but we put our post-production lab analysis up on our website so you can look at it and go, wow, the only thing in this product is what they say, and it's in the amounts that they say, and there's nothing else in it. Who else is doing that today? I don't care if it's the best tasting protein powder in the world. Do you really know what's in it? Do you really believe that stevia can taste that sweet?
And back to your point, I was training, I was working out so hard, and I couldn't lose body fat.
Yeah.
And come to find out it was because of the protein powder.
Yeah, you two scoops of that a day, 30 grams of sugar that you didn't even know you were getting.
Yep.
So help us out. Go to Thrive Protein, ThriveProtein.com. Use coupon code SHR50, and we'll all benefit from this because we are going to change the way this show operates in the year to come. All right, we're going to take one commercial break. When we come back, what are we going to come back with?
We are going to come back with several stories, one of which is, should you drink water while you eat?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay. So the question is, should you drink water during your meal? Yes or no? My answer to that would be no.
Okay, how come?
Because it'll slow down digestion. It'll dilute the acids in your stomach, which are already becoming diluted from the food that it's processing, and it'll just slow down digestion. That's my opinion, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's the opinion of the Article 2. However, my computer just shut down all of my things.
Oh, how wonderful. Okay, so let me jump in here, okay? So the article says, why is it not good to drink water during a meal? This habit harms the digestive system and absorption of nutrients in the body, explains the nutritionist Robin Jukels in her book, Go With Your Gut. She advises that it's best to drink water half an hour before a meal if you need to drink water during the meal because it's easier for you to swallow the food. Drink small sips. And that's what I do. If I'm eating something dry and it's just too hard for me to just swallow down, then it's a lot easier if I just take a little sip to just add moisture to the food, but I don't take gulps of water.
When you're drinking larger amounts of water during the meal, she said that the hydrochloric acid can be diluted in the stomach, which has a key role to properly break down the food. And that's what you said?
Yeah, yeah. I actually had this discussion with Porter Cottrell and a personal trainer on the show when I was still with Clear Channel in 2007. And we had this exact discussion, and that's what I said. I said, no, it's a bad idea to drink water during your meal, because she was espousing drinking water during your meal to slow down gastric emptying and make you feel fuller. And I said, that's a mistake, because it's just going, you're slowing down gastric emptying, but you're also reducing the ability of the stomach to digest that food.
This person says that the ideal pH in the stomach is 1 to 2.
Yeah.
And the acidity is excellent in degradation of proteins. It facilitates digestion and it helps in absorbing vitamins. Yeah. So I guess should you drink anything with your meal?
You could drink a little bit after your meal, just a tiny, tiny bit. I mean, like I said, if the food is dry and you've got to sip a little, but you shouldn't be drinking a 12 ounce glass of water with your meal. No. I mean, you could take sips if it's dry food that you're eating and you need help swallowing it, but you shouldn't be drinking. You should be drinking the majority of your water in between meals when the stomach is empty, about an hour after the meal.
Okay, so Con Santori
Davidson right.
posted an article on your wall that I thought was very interesting that I'd like to discuss.
Okay.
And it talks about when accessibility gets labeled wasteful.
Okay.
So there is a Twitter picture someone posted of Whole Foods. You know how they have pre-prepared fruits and foods that they put in plastic containers?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've never seen this in the Whole Foods that I go to, but they're oranges that have been peeled already, and they put them in plastic and sell them that way, as opposed to buying a an orange and peeling it
yourself. Right.
So, and this person is complaining, if only nature would find a way to cover these oranges so we don't need to waste so much plastic on them. And, you know,
oranges come covered already with the skin.
So the person that wrote this article is talking about having disabilities and she can't peel the orange herself.
Right.
And it makes it better for her because she can go buy it. And I guess maybe she must have arthritis or something.
Yeah, she just has to open it up, put a fork in the little sections and eat them. Yeah.
But why do they have to use plastic? They have little cardboard containers that they can put. I mean, and you know the... Is it wax?
They coat the cardboard with wax then. And yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
That seems like a viable option to me.
So, I mean, the plastic is obviously potentially going to leach into the food. That's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem. And then you have the problem of it's not recyclable.
Right.
It is
recyclable, but
is it?
Plastic is recyclable, but it's a pain in the ass.
It's got BPA in it.
That's the real issue. The real issue to me is, because it is recyclable, the real issue to me is, what is it doing to that person if there is some amount of plasticizers? You know, there's a lot of plasticizers besides BPA we know nothing about. If that stuff's leaching into the food and you're eating it, what's it doing to you?
Well, but you use plastic bags at home to put things in.
Yeah, but you don't put them directly on your food, right? Oh, you mean plastic bag storage bags?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how would we get away?
They send kids to school with sandwich bags that have sandwiches in them.
Yeah, how would we get away from plastic? How would we get away from plastic today? It's virtually impossible. Virtually impossible. But I agree. I mean, there are circumstances where it's not wasteful to do it that way, and there are circumstances when it is.
But if you go to any grocery store and you go to the prepared food section, they have mixed fruit, for example. It's in plastic.
Yep. Yeah. Or you can buy, you know, like we buy those mandarin oranges. They're in the can. But then you don't know if the can has a BPA coating inside of it. Right? The little mandarin oranges in the can?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. It's you know, and there's a person who, because of their disability, they have less choice.
And you don't think about that. I mean, when I read this article, I thought, oh, yeah, a light bulb went off. I didn't think about someone who can't peel an orange.
Right, right.
But there are people out there that can't.
Right. Yeah. It's tough. That's a tough one because they're going to get exposed to those plasticizers.
Yeah.
You want to talk about peppers?
Sure. So did you know that green peppers are just an unripe version of other peppers, of red peppers?
And this makes sense to me because I cannot
eat. I didn't know that.
I cannot eat green bell peppers. They repeat on me for days, but I can eat yellow, orange, and red bell peppers till the cows come home and they don't bother me.
Well, and also the red peppers, the orange, and the yellow are a lot more expensive than the green peppers.
And why? Because it takes longer for them to ripen. So the farmers have more of an investment in that crop.
Green bell peppers are immature versions of red, orange, or yellow peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Since they are less ripe, they have a slightly bitter flavor and can sometimes cause digestive disruption.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can't eat the green peppers.
Right. I can't. They're tough on my stomach.
They're harvested sooner and they require less growing time, and that's why they're less expensive.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can ripen them at home. My mother used to put peppers in a paper bag and keep them in her pantry. I wonder if they actually ripen if you keep them like that.
I don't know. Red peppers contain 11 times more beta carotene than green peppers.
That makes sense.
And conversely, yellow peppers have more vitamin C than the green ones.
Do bell peppers have capsaicin in them?
Yes.
That's an important component too. Capsaicin has been linked to weight loss, all sorts of benefits.
But didn't you do a show that talked about it's in the little seeds and the white part that's inside the peppers?
That people throw away. Yeah.
That people throw away?
Yeah. The actual value and benefits of peppers are in the seeds and that white, what's the word I'm looking for? Fluffy stuff that's on the inside. We throw those away.
I don't, yeah.
I when I make bell peppers for myself, like in my Hot Logic, I throw the seeds in.
Do you eat the seeds?
Yeah, I drink. Well, they end up in the broth that's left at the bottom, and I drink them. Yeah. Yeah.
So did we talk about this once before? Because Dan Rollins posted a picture of a device that drains food from your stomach.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
I thought we had talked about that before. It's called Aspire Assist.
Yeah.
And it can drain up to 30% of the food that a user has just eaten out of their stomach before it becomes digested.
This is called safe bulimia. Okay.
It's just disgusting.
So bulimics, right? Bulimics, they'll overeat and then they'll go in the bathroom and they'll throw up. The problem with that is all the acidic content destroys their esophagus, destroys
their teeth.
Destroys their gums. So this just allows you to be a bulimic without doing all that damage. It goes down there and sucks the stuff out. How about just not eating it in the first place?
The device consists of a tube that's inserted into your stomach, connected to a poker chip-sized port on the outside of your abdomen. 20 minutes after eating, the patient attaches the Aspire Assist device to the port, opens a lever, and sucks or aspirates food out of the stomach into the toilet.
How disgusting.
That's just like being a bulimic.
How disgusting is that? It is. That's exactly. Except you found a different route to get it out of your body besides up your esophagus and out your throat.
Well, and that's essentially just getting approval for being bulimic.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that crazy that people would actually do that?
That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And but the person that's agreeing with this says, in order to get a good aspiration after a meal, patients have to change the way they eat.
They have to chew more.
Chew their food really well.
I knew it.
And they have to drink a lot of water with their meal.
Yeah, exactly what you shouldn't be doing. Right. Yeah, you have to chew it well, and you have to have a lot of water in your stomach so it comes out more like a sludge instead of like chunks. Yeah.
So there's a person from Sweden, 26 years old, who said he couldn't, I'm sorry, 28 years old, who said he couldn't lose weight. And he lost 110 pounds over 9 months this way.
Yeah, because he still eats like an animal, but then he just, before it gets completely digested, he just pours it out of his stomach. He probably eats more now and he's losing weight.
Oh, yes. It gives them
license to overeat.
Yes.
Oh, it's just disgusting. Human beings are becoming very disgusting. Very, very disgusting. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more. Sorry about that. Casual Friday.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, so this next story is one that I want to talk about. And more than just a story, I want to talk about the name of the website that it's on. The name of the website is ketogasm.com. It's a website dedicated to the ketogenic diet. But I love that ketogasm, like keto and orgasm joined together. How cool is that for a name of a website?
It's,
you don't think so? Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. So this guy did he called it the 30-day bacon diet.
Bacon experiment.
A bacon experiment, I'm sorry. His name is Dan Quibble. And what he basically did was, for 30 days, he ate nothing but bacon. Only bacon. He ate an average of 2,500 calories a day, which is probably 500 calories a day more than he normally eats in his traditional diet. Roughly 2 pounds of bacon a day.
Well, and I said to you, but just eating bacon all day, every day for 30 days, he's not getting all of the vitamins and minerals.
Yeah,
that
but he can supplement. He can take a
But he can't do that long term.
No, he just did it for 30 days to see what would happen. It was an experiment.
He lost 19.6 pounds.
Of pure body fat. He lost only fat, body fat. How amazing is that? In a month, lose 20 pounds in a month legitimately.
And he ate 60 pounds of bacon during that time.
Yeah, 2 pounds a day, right? And so people asked him, well, why did you choose bacon? He says, because bacon is awesome. And he said, you know, it really is a perfect keto food, right? It's high fat, moderate protein. He did track his protein intake.
He said his blood pressure dropped 30 points, his cholesterol numbers looked good, and his liver markers were perfect.
And in fact, his doctor, I don't think, knew what he was doing, but his doctor told him, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I think if his doctor knew he was eating nothing but bacon, he would, oh, no, that's not good for you, you know, because that's what doctors normally would say.
He says he's tried everything over the years, including low fat, low calorie, vegetarianism, veganism, raw foods, and even fruitarianism.
Yeah, that's what killed Steve Jobs, fruitarian. So, I mean, he did monitor his protein intake, he said. The only thing he paid attention to, he said, the only macro I track before and after the experiment is protein, really. I no longer track carbs because I am not really eating many veggies these days, and other than toppings for my bunless burgers. I make sure I get between 120 and 150 grams of protein a day. My carbs are probably between 8 and 15 grams a day, since 90% of my diet consists of meat and eggs. During the bacon experiment, my macros were the same each day since I ate exactly 1 pound of normal strip bacon each day and 1 pound of back bacon each day. Back bacon has more fat in it, I believe.
He said when he was doing the veganism and the raw foods, and he said he lost some weight, but he lost a lot of muscle.
Yep.
And then he regained the weight plus extra.
Yeah, fat, sure, because that metabolic currency is gone. He said it worked out to about 244 grams of protein and 164 grams of fat roughly after being cooked every day. That's about 2,500 calories. And he lost almost 20 pounds of fat.
And he gained muscle.
While he was losing
the fat.
So, I mean, I think this is great. I think that if somebody really wants to go on a crash diet, you have a 20th year reunion to go to. Dude, go try the bacon diet.
Okay, well, why, instead of the bacon diet, take it one step further. Okay, so I was reading, you know how like in health magazines they talk about, well, this star does this and this star does that.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the different diets that all these Hollywood stars were doing. Mm-hmm. And there was a Victoria's Secret model that was trying to get ready for their runway show.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was working out twice a day, and she was doing only protein shakes for 9 days leading up to her runway show.
Right, right.
So why not just drink Thrive for 9 days straight?
Yeah, nothing but Thrive.
Because then you're going to get a lot of other vitamins and minerals.
And things, yeah.
Yeah.
But the only problem with that is...
There's no...
No fat.
Fat.
The magic in this is the high fat, too. It's not just the high protein.
Because it's keto.
Yeah.
You're getting ketones.
Because if you eat a lot of high protein and no fat and no carbs, the body will turn some of the amino acids into glucose through gluconeogenesis.
So couldn't you add like coconut oil or?
Yes, that's what you'd have to do. You could do Thrive and coconut oil. Absolutely. That you could do. Yeah. If you didn't want to do bacon, but bacon tastes so good. Could you imagine being able to eat 2 pounds of bacon every single day?
Ew, no.
Oh, my God. I'd be in heaven.
Watch. That's what Carl's going to do this now. Watch.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know that I'm going to do it, but it is an intriguing experiment. Very, very nice. I commend Dan Quibble. Very good.
So I want to talk about Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
I think it was Alex Leaf that posted this article about the herpes virus is causing Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, and I've seen this. When he posted this, it had pretty much made its way around the internet really, really fast. It's very interesting research.
There's an editorial in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease which is suggesting that a viral or bacterial infection which triggers the plaque buildup in the first place, targeting them specifically with antimicrobial drugs could halt dementia.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So Diflucan would be one. That's an antifungal, antimicrobial.
They're saying that there's incontrovertible
evidence
that the Alzheimer's disease has a dormant microbial component.
And this might be why the ketogenic diet works for the Alzheimer's patient. Right. So we know that when you shift the person to ketones, some of their symptoms start to subside. Their access to memory increases. You know, microbes generally require sugar.
And
fungus definitely requires.
So then calorie restriction or fasting would help,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yes. But don't tell Dr. Besser that you're going to do fasting, whatever you do.
The herpes virus in particular is known to damage the central nervous system and the limbic system in the brain, which regulates moods and instinct and associated with mental decline and personality changes.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone has the virus for the herpes virus,
uh-huh,
in their body and it's dormant, as they get older, can it still cause?
I guess so. I mean, if somebody, I guess so.
Well, they just said that up here.
Yeah.
That it's dormant. It has a dormant microbial component.
So that's another reason why you should be looking at things that reduce the wrong microbes in the body, and especially fungal component, too. I mean, there's a lot of funguses out there, I bet, that feed into this as well.
They say that new findings could also have implications for the future treatment of Parkinson's disease and other progressive neurological conditions.
Well, and they put my sister on an antifungal, quite frank, interestingly enough, when she was first diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So that information has been around for a while, but it doesn't necessarily work. I don't know. See, I'm not sure that it's not corollary. I'm not sure that people who have certain lifestyle traits that lead to certain diseases that these microbes and bacteria.
So the show that you did with the guy from UCLA,
yeah,
that talked about lifestyle changes and these people were curing Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Were they addressing any of this?
No. They were addressing hormones, sleep, and diet predominantly, and then obviously exercise. No. Nope. And that's why I'm saying it could be corollary. People who are prone to having these viruses and bacteria do bad things to them probably have other things going on too. So
it says the doctor says the microbial presence in blood may play a fundamental role as causative agent of systemic inflammation, which is characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. Furthermore, there is ample evidence that this can cause neuroinflammation and plaque formation.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting. I think the jury's still out on this one, but it is an interesting idea. There's a lot of people out there who believe that cancer is caused by a fungal infection and viruses. But that's kind of contradictory
to Dr.
Seafried.
So if you have a fungal infection, can't you just use like an olive leaf extract?
No, it's not strong enough. You got to use something powerful like Diflucan, you know.
What about cannabis or the oil?
CBD oil?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you got to use something really strong. A lot of those fungal infections actually proliferate from the liver.
What causes them?
Funguses. You come in contact with a fungus and your body wasn't strong enough to kind of squelch it. So it starts to grow. Just like moss grows, you know, out on a tree someplace.
So if you have a fungal infection.
Not that moss is a fungus, I'm just saying. You know,
if you have a fungal infection inside your body, like if you have a tendency to have athlete's foot.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a fungal infection?
Athlete's foot is a type of fungus, but it's on the outside of the body.
Well,
but yes.
I know it's on the outside of the body, but what I was going to say was if you have a tendency to get that, maybe the inside of your body has an overgrowth.
I think that if you can have funguses proliferate on your body, then they can proliferate inside your body too. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But funguses love, guess what? Sugar. People who typically have those fungal infections and things like that typically have high sugar diets.
Well, that's why I always go back to calorie restriction.
Yeah,
or fasting.
Intermittent fasting,
mm-hmm,
and ketogenic diet. And when you're not, so do calorie restriction and or fasting, and then on the days that you eat, overeat bacon. That's all. Show Dr. Besser he doesn't know anything about what he's talking about. So, all right, last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, no, we just went that way. No, we just went that way. No, we just went that way.
Welcome
there we
back.
Go.
Which way did you go?
I just heard Dawn Blanken's name, so I know I said something wrong, and she's going to correct me now, right?
Hi, Dawn. I guess she said she has a rare 15 minutes to listen to Casual Friday. I guess she's doing stuff on Fridays now, and she can't listen live.
Right.
But she sent how to turn a green pepper red.
Oh, I bet you put – is it put in a brown paper bag and let it stay?
Yeah, you put it in a brown paper bag. And a banana. You add a banana. You fold down the bag and leave the banana. Leave the banana will turn the green bell pepper red.
Wow, that's so cool.
So if you buy green peppers, they're less expensive.
Sell them as red peppers, then return them and get more money for them.
Just make sure they're organic.
Yeah.
You have to buy organic peppers. Thank you, Dawn.
That's wonderful. Thank
okay,
you.
So we wanted to talk about raw milk, something near and dear to Carl's heart.
Yes, yes. Because there's an article going around on Facebook and the internet about West Virginia lawmakers suffer stomach illness from drinking raw milk.
Because they're celebrating the legalization of raw milk.
Right. Right. So obviously, I went right to defending raw milk, but Elisa took the time to actually read the entire article.
Yes, I did. So my point is, I read through some of those comments on here.
They're just ignorant, right?
Oh, my God. They're just people turning it into politics. And,
right.
And you know, then they're getting, you know, onto each other because of their politics when this is about raw milk and people are calling each other stupid and then they bring in vaccines, you know, you must be wearing the tinfoil hats and things like that.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? So the most common question was anybody stupid enough to drink raw milk deserves to get a stomach virus or a stomach whatever. One guy said, my wife is, I remember this because that's when I finally commented, my wife is a large animal veterinarian. One of the things that we love to do is encourage people to drink raw milk, and then we snicker and laugh because they're going to get the SHITSs from drinking the raw milk. Which, like if that's really what you do, if you encourage people to drink raw milk because you know it's going to make them sick, you're really a fool. But anyway, so I had a comment, and I said, I've been drinking raw milk for, you know, whatever, how many years it was. I don't remember what it was. And I said, I've never had a problem. I said, three children were raised on raw milk. They never had a problem. I said, what about all the spinach that's being recalled from Dole, or, you know, all the different produce recalls every year, and all the ground beef recalls every year that are literally killing hundreds of people and making thousands of people sick at a time? Have you sworn off those things too? You know, like in other words, here are these West Virginia legislators, even if they did get sick from drinking raw milk.
Okay, so.
Now here's your point.
My point was, if you read down the article, they put an extra section in there because they updated it.
Right.
And it said, several legislators who have been sick with stomach viruses did not sample the raw milk.
Right.
So they didn't even actually drink the raw milk, and they still had the stomach virus.
Well, not only that. So exactly. And someone called it the crud, right? It's going around this time of year. The crud goes around,
yes,
in West Virginia.
On Capitol, they call it Capitol crud.
Capitol crud. So the reality is that a large majority of the legislators did not sample the raw milk. They too have the stomach problem. They too have the SHITSs. And because some of them did drink the raw milk and they also have the stomach crud, the raw milk got blamed for it.
Well, one of my points is why do people always, without a doubt, they always go to, well, these people are idiots.
Yeah, if you
these
drink people, raw milk, yeah.
You wear tinfoil hat because,
right,
you believe in raw milk.
Right.
You should be drinking the pasteurized milk.
Right.
Why?
Right. I mean, so has anybody ever gotten sick from eating a piece of sushi at a sushi bar? I'm sure. So, well, do we say, oh, well, people who eat sushi are stupid?
I mean, like,
how about a rare piece of beef? You go into a restaurant and you say, I want that big porterhouse steak and I want it rare. Do you consider yourself a tin hat wearing idiot?
Well, and to your point with all these other recalls, I mean, right now there are recalls on Starbucks sandwiches because of Listeria fears.
Right.
And there's a recall on pistachio nuts, the wonderful kind,
right,
that my niece and nephew eat.
Right, right.
Due to salmonella.
Right.
And there's a recall I saw, I don't have that in front of me, but I saw it on the ticker this morning when I was doing the treadmill. Nestle Foods of something about having glass fragments in them.
Yeah. So somebody gets a stomach ache from raw milk and we're all idiots for drinking it. Well, you're all idiots if you're eating that food that's being recalled all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those people are the bigger idiots in my opinion. So anyway, and then let's talk about the article, even though this is an article from 2008.
The Mennonite farmer that was arrested for selling
raw milk.
Well, no, the raw milk was legal.
Right.
It was the raw cheeses and things that he was selling.
Oh.
And so they arrested him. And meanwhile, as the person of the blogger pointed out, Monsanto is still selling milk that has RBGH in it that has been proven to cause cancer.
Well, Monsanto sold that division around 2010, I believe.
And who'd they sell it to?
But I don't know. But they're still, those companies out there still making RBGH additives hormones to give cows that produce milk. So there is still milk out there with RBGH in it. And no one's arresting anybody for putting that stuff in milk.
Okay, so it says here that Monsanto approved their own genetically engineered product. How could they approve their own genetically engineered product?
They're bigger than the government today. They own all the politicians, so they are.
Well,
above.
It says here Hillary Clinton has been silent up to today about the risks that RBGH poses to women, and that PR firms strongly push the milk on all ages.
Yeah.
So, because you have said before that there's no RBGH in milk anymore, but you looked it up and there is.
Yeah, well, no, they can still add it. Yeah, they absolutely. In fact, when we got the protein powder component for Thrive, we made sure that it was RBGH, whatever the other R is too, free. So there's none of it in our protein powder for that reason. Yeah, it's sad. But you know what? People who drink raw milk have the right to drink raw milk, just like somebody who likes to eat sushi and somebody who likes to eat a rare steak or raw steak. I mean, people go in and order steak tartare. That's raw. It's like, oh, are they tin hat wearing idiots too? No, of course not. But when you start talking about milk, it's like, and that's because fundamentally milk is a very, very important commodity for grocery stores because it's the one thing that people go in and buy a couple times a week. Okay. And so they don't want people not going to the grocery store to buy that crap milk anymore. And they don't want people drinking raw milk from a farmer that lives up the street. Keep in mind that all those farmers, the dairy farmers that make the crap, that sell their milk to the companies that homogenize it and turn it into crap and sell to you, they drink their cow's milk, and it's raw. They don't pasteurize their milk. They take it right out of the thing that where they store all the milk. They drink the raw milk, but then they take the large majority of that milk, and they sell it to Dean Foods or somebody like that, who then pasteurizes it, homogenizes it, and turns it into crap and sells it to you. So those farmers are drinking raw milk. They're not drinking pasteurized milk. Think about that. Their kids are raised on it. Their kids are healthier than your kids. Their kids never get sick. They're strong, robust kids. They drink their own milk. They're not pasteurizing their own milk. Nobody thinks about that. All these farmers out there that are selling their milk upstream to a consolidator, they're drinking raw milk. Nobody thinks that they're idiots.
Didn't somebody tell us a story about milk and they were putting bleach in it?
I told you the story. When I owned my alarm company, I did a camera job for a dairy farmer in some area of Kentucky. It was out in the country. His name was Michael something. He was a nice guy. I never saw anybody work harder than this guy. So somebody kept stealing equipment from one of his sheds. So he wanted a camera put up. And I was already drinking raw milk at this point in time. Okay, I started getting introduced to raw milk. So when I was doing the camera job, I got to talking to him. And he told me the story. He said, well, you know, I know a guy who brought his milk to the consolidator. And they tested it before he delivered it. And they said it's got way too much pathogens in it. And so they wouldn't buy his milk. So the guy backed this big tanker truck out of the consolidator, drove it into another town, went to a convenience store, bought how many gallons, I don't know, of Clorox or some other, you know, generic chlorine product, poured it into the tanker, and then drove the tanker for about an hour, so it all slosh around and mix around and get in there, and then brought them, that same tanker went right back to the consolidator. Now, let's face it, a farmer milks his cows, gets all that milk, puts it into this giant tanker. He's not going to go home and refill a new tanker with fresh milk an hour and a half later, right? I mean, you got to be an idiot to think he's going to.
Right.
He went back, they tested it again, they said it passed, they bought it. And he said, oh, yeah, they just add Clorox to it to kill the pathogens.
So, and then that's what people drink.
Yeah, so somebody's drinking that milk that has chlorine in it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, everybody thinks that's okay because they put chlorine in our water, too. Don't forget. So, you got anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Thanks for listening today. We have more great shows next week. Don't forget to check out thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com. The coupon code is SHR50 to save 50% off. Check it out. Buy it once. Let me know what you think of it. All right. We'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
From the makers of GLC 2000.